And let's begin with that question. In your travels throughout the region, do you get the impression that Eastern Kentucky can transition to something else to keep people employed as coal jobs, for example, disappear?
Actually, yes, I do. And I think our economy can diversify. There's a lot of good, well-intended folks working very hard to make that happen. I'm very impressed by, A, how hardworking they are, B, how entrepreneurial-minded they are. They've been doing with little for a long time, and they know how to do a lot of great, wonderful things. And I often tell folks that I think we have the people here, and I think we have the capability to do great things. And I'm excited for the future, and I'm excited for what it means for Southern and Eastern Kentucky.
There are some dynamics in play in Eastern Kentucky now. There always have been these kinds of issues, but right now, specifically the decline in coal, in addition to that, closing or reduction of rural hospitals, which is reducing that kind of professional employment, and other issues. What do you see as you travel around the area? Do you see, we hear that there also is a depopulation happening. Is that true?
Certainly, we are not going to be able to, and I think all of us in economic development recognize that we've got to take the long view. Economic development is a long process. Yes, we are going to lose people. That is going to happen. We're not going to be able to move fast enough economically to create enough jobs to keep those folks. But, you know, I think about the gentleman I met in Pikeville at the East Kentucky Leadership Conference this spring, who was a laid-off coal miner. And he went from an $80,000 a year job, he told me, to now washing windows and cleaning up after all of us who were there at the conference. I think our biggest challenge is to help that person understand that there is opportunity there and get them to dream about a different future. But that's a very hard thing to do when you're trying to put food on the table and you've had a massive pay cut and you're trying to move forward. And we hear stories quite frequently of former miners who've gone ahead and retrained themselves through hiring miners every day, have gotten access to some of the funding that's available for entrepreneurs to start businesses, to look at maybe a new future for them. I think oftentimes we get a broad brush painted across Eastern Kentucky that we're all on drugs, nobody wants to work, and I just don't simply find that to be the case. I think that there are folks out there who do want to work and want opportunity and are willing to roll up their sleeves and get to work. And it's a matter of finding them the right opportunity